Well, to Iraq now. Defense Secretary Ash Carter announced today that an American serviceman died today in combat in Iraq, in combat against ISIS fighters. The third combat-related American death since President Obama deployed troops to Iraq in 2014. Phil Ewing is NPR's national security editor. Phil, what more do we know about what happened?
Well, since that press conference this morning, we've learned that this service member was a U.S. Navy SEAL special operator who had been working with Kurdish Peshmerga forces in northern Iraq. The ISIS fighters this morning apparently broke through the defensive lines there with a series of car bombs and then followed up with an infantry-style raid. And even though this American sailor was about 3 miles back from the front line, we understand that he was killed in a gunfight or through direct fire from those ISIS attackers.
Yeah, well, we've had this conversation before with you. President Obama has insisted, has pledged that this is not a combat mission. It's something called advise and assist. But it doesn't sound as if this Navy SEAL was engaging in combat, as you said. You know, he was caught in an attack by ISIS while he was advising the Peshmerga fighters, the Kurds. But will that be a distinction with little difference to people who worry that this is more than advise and it's an assist? This is combat.
I think that's exactly right. Yeah, the U.S. administration, the Pentagon, have been sailing very close to the wind with these distinctions and, parsing of words about what these American troops are doing. They're being pushed closer than ever to the points of danger because the Iraqi troops, the Iraqi government troops and Kurdish troops in the north need the American help at the leadership level. And elsewhere in northern Iraq, there are American Marines who are shelling ISIS fighters. And even though that's not considered combat, you know, they are firing howitzers and actually putting rounds down range. And one of those troops was killed last month as well. So this has been a situation where these American troops are going much closer to the front lines than they were before.
Well, there was a Marine artilleryman, as you said, who was killed in March and a Delta Force soldier killed last October. But what is the sense of what is going on in Iraq? Who's winning, if we can quantify that?
Well, the American side says it's winning. It's saying that they have taken back territory from ISIS, that they have killed many thousands of ISIS fighters and leaders, that the supply lines ISIS uses internally to communicate between the towns and cities that it controls have been cut. But there's also no decisive end in sight. There's no force in Iraq or Syria that's large enough to bring this war to a conclusive end. No army on the ground that can capture and retake and hold these cities that ISIS now controls. And so it's going in the American direction, but not quickly and with no end in a clear sight.
Is there any sense that ISIS is conscious of an election here and that there's, no matter what happens, going to be a passing of a baton?
I'm sure they are watching that very closely because they have said they want to engage the United States in more conflict. They want American troops in Iraq and Syria. They want more of them because it helps their propaganda cause and it gives them more targets to attack. And so whoever the next president is, we won't know until that person is in office what kind of strategy they pursue. But the election, the changing of power in the United States is definitely a factor as this conflict continues to play out.
It sounds as if you're saying it will be playing into ISIS's strategy if whoever the next president is thinks that sending more troops is one of the answers. That may be an answer, but it's what ISIS wants.
That's what they've said. So whoever is president will continue to have to make these calculations very cautiously about how they respond and how many troops wind up deploying to Syria and Iraq.
Meanwhile, one American troop, a Navy SEAL, was killed today in an attack. Phil Ewing, NPR's national security editor, thank you.
Thank you.